Community radio for Tamworth.
This is 106.8 TCR FM.
Wild Time. Thomas Yannick on 106.8 TCR FM.
You are listening to Wild Time, the Animal Rights / World Conservation Show with myself, Thomas Yannick, here on TCR FM 106.8 in and around Tamworth and of course globally via tcrfm.co.uk and online on wildtimeonline.blogspot.com. Now let me practice something I haven't practiced in a long time. Ahlan wa sahlan. Ana ismi Thomas. I'm in Birmingham, fi Britannia. That's all my Arabic at the moment, because we're returning to Egypt today. I'm talking to Dina Zulfikar in Cairo, who is an animal rights campaigner. She works with different groups, but she's really interested and involved in protecting wild animals. And we're talking about the 7 dreadful zoos that Egypt has, and most people outside are probably aware that lions just recently died there of malnutrition. So we're talking to Dina about this. Dina, good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you so much for agreeing, because I know you're going away, and wherever you go, there will be no mobile phone reception and no internet for a while.
Yes, exactly. I'm going to Mara Triangle to attend the migration, which starts in August at Masai Mara. And I don't think there would be any connection there tomorrow.
Yes. And it's interesting that you mentioned this, because just a couple of weeks ago, we talked about the cheetahs in that area who have been taken away and now living in captivity. So we have covered this. Obviously, we're talking about the zoos today in Egypt. What exactly is going on?
Well, there are 7 governmental zoos, and of course there are private zoos also and private facilities. Mm-hmm. What we are campaigning against now is the governmental zoos, because the biggest problem is they open zoos, but they do not provide adequate care for the animals in the zoos. Mm-hmm. And yet we keep on getting new animals, even though the Giza Zoo, which represents the central zoos, the 7 zoos, is aligned to the African Association of Zoos and Aquaria, which is one of the World Association of Zoos and Aquaria. Mm-hmm. So how come they allow them to bring in new animals when the assessment for the current situation of the existing animals is, the word, I cannot say it, the right word for this, but they need much, much care, they need reforming, they need attention to the enclosures. These enclosures we have belong to old ages, yani, sorry, since the Khedewi Ismail, since the zoo was built, okay, this is no longer accepted. Worldwide, okay, the role of zoos today is educational and conservation, okay. I can see neither of them done, okay, just small cages. Animals cannot practice normal behavior, okay, everything is not done. The floors, the enrichment, the foraging, we have animals in single confinement, which live in groups. Mm-hmm. This is not accepted. And the biggest problem, which I have to add and concentrate on. Now, Egypt has signed and is part of a CITES convention, Convention of International Trade of Endangered Species. Yeah. Okay. Now, can you imagine that the director of the Central Zoos is also the head of a managerial authority of CITES? This is it's a chaos. Why? The facility which breeds and sells is also in charge of granting permits to other facilities and monitoring other facilities.
Yeah, that's probably how they got this is probably how they got the animals in the first place.
And we have a problem. The animal advocates in Egypt and all over the world, we all work all over the world as one unity. Animal rights protection activists in the world, we all work together. We have one cause, no boundaries.
Yes. And also, you know, a lot of activists, including myself, also feel that zoos are no longer valid anyway, because usually in a zoo, the animal just does not have the territory it would have in the wild. So, you know, there's obviously a lot of different issues here. But, I mean, with the zoos, are people really going there? Is this a big thing? Are they building these zoos, hoping they will be big attractions?
For Giza Zoo and Alexandria Zoo, they're cultural heritage. So the part of old buildings and so on is should be monitored and is monitored by the Ministry of Culture. Mm-hmm. Now, about caring for the animals, it should be under the central zoos and the general organization of veterinary services, which is under the Ministry of Agriculture. Now, people, Egyptians, go to the zoo. Why? Because, I'm sorry to say, we don't have public parks for the Egyptians to go. Oh, everything, wow. They pay money. Normal Egyptians, they're all have very small wages, and poor families have nowhere to go, any green area, even the Nile, the River Nile. Mm-hmm. They build on the banks of the River Nile, private clubs and so on. For God's sake, these Egyptians who have low economy, where would they go? A family of five, which gets low wages, they have got nowhere to go. So they go to the zoo. The entrance fees is raised to be 3 Egyptian pounds, mm-hmm. which is really nothing, but to these people it means a lot.
One of the issues obviously is that zoos by right shouldn't be there in the first place. Then secondly, the people go there because they don't know where else to go for recreation. And then what they see there, very likely, isn't even anything worth looking at when the animals are not treated well.
Not treated well, not giving the right educational message how the wild animal behaves, okay? Mm. The central zoos, they have no clue about what the animal does. Perhaps they are good vets, okay? But they don't understand the behavior of animals.
Yes.
You cannot feed wild animals in a plate. Mm-hmm. Okay, the animals spend most of the time in foraging. They know this, okay? We have made many presentations about this. There are many. The internet is open. Anybody who wants to know anything from behavior specialists all over the world, it's available. They ignore everything we say. When we complain, they ignore and they accuse us of ruining the reputation of Egypt.
That's certainly not what you do, because I think when you bring in kindness to a situation, people are intelligent enough to see it. So that's just a lame excuse that they're using. But what can we do? I mean, you know, the tourists and the people from abroad. Is there anything we can do to help you?
Yes, you can. Please put pressure and keep the pressure on. We have 2 international campaigns running, one by Zoo Investigations and the other by Occupy for Animals. Already, foreigners do not visit any of the zoos in Egypt. Please ask scientists to refrain the central zoo's director from holding the position of the managerial authority of scientists, because simply this is a conflict of interest. Please ask the countries not to give animals, new wild animals, to Egypt unless Egypt provides proper care for the wild animals they have. Egypt has signed many international conventions dealing with wild life and wild animals. These conventions has to be applied on ground. Imagine where is the rescue center of Egypt, the official? It is the central zoos, the Giza Zoo. So we complain, okay, and all the conventions say there must be a rescue center, a proper one, and we report to the environmental police. We confiscate the animal goes to the zoo mistreats or doesn't care for the animal or whatever. Then they breed it and they sell it, or the animal dies there.
Yeah.
This is the chaos.
And also, is there anything that we can do to, you know, probably, isn't it about time that you people also get green spaces where you can go?
Yes, we need it. And actually, the new president of Egypt, he calls now his first campaign, and it, for 1 month now he's been appointed as president. The first thing he calls for is cleaning and green spaces. He is the first president we got who calls for environmental protection. Mm. I was shocked about this, because what I know that perhaps, you know, this political party, what has it got to do with the environment and so on? I am amazed. This is fantastic.
Yeah. So that's so something that's that people should support. Is it safe for you to protest?
Well, we protested actually about three times or four. Yes, it's okay to protest, but nobody cares because the system itself, it needs reforming. I think Egypt is passing by the time which requires reforming of all the authorities, how it works and so on. Mm-hmm. Up till now, even though we have a new president, we have got no government up till now. New government is being appointed, I think, today or something.
Okay.
The ones who work, all the authorities under the governments, I'm very sorry to say, they did nothing up till now. There has to be a plan, a good plan, how to reform, how to protect even Egyptian wild animals. There's no protection. There's no rehabilitation for the rescued animal in the central zoos. What are they doing? To apply the conventions Egypt has signed, we must have a recognized rescue center. There is a proposal by Gardens and Treasure Society, and I am a member of, and we have got allotted 500 fidans from the government of Egypt to be allotted for the purpose of conservation and rescue center. But the problem is, we made several meetings. Imagine we don't have in Egypt one conservation specialist.
Wow.
We
wow.
need help from international organizations and conservations, the proper ones, not the ones who act like Giza Zoo. We need expertise in this, please. This is a big project. Already the land is allotted for this purpose. We need help in this.
And should they make contact with you, or whom should they contact? I mean, do you have a contact information that we can give out to the people who listen to this, or share it on our Facebook pages?
The Gardens and Treasure Society, they have got a Facebook group, but actually it's written in Arabic. I am a member of this society, and I am a member of a board. They can simply please email me or write to me. My email is dinazulficar@yahoo.com. And I would refer them directly to the president of a society. And we would supply all the meetings we had, and with the map and the allotted land and the meetings we did. We currently need any expertise, please. We don't want money. We don't want anything. All we want is expertise. And if possible, if we can, any international conservation, the good ones, okay, we can send three from Egypt to be trained, and they can come and pass information to others.
Yes.
Or vice versa. We need this, and this project is a big project. It won't be achieved in a year or two. This is the future of Egypt. Please help us.
And also would be in sort of, I'm just thinking that someone who probably speaks both languages. I mean, you speak it well, but you're probably very busy. If your website would be in English, that would probably be a big help.
Well, it's only the title which is written in Arabic, but all what's inside it's written in English. I will ask the admin of a Facebook group of the Gardens and Treasure Society to write the name in English language, the title. But we post in English language, and even the presentation of a project is in English language. And we use guidelines, what we find in the internet about conservations.
It's also interesting, you know, I personally think it would be good if it would be bilingual, because, you know, you don't have to lose your language either, in a way, you know. I probably told you this, that I'm studying Arabic at the moment. And I find it very difficult.
No, you said it well, assalamu alaikum, and what you said is fantastic.
Thank
and
you.
By the way,
my plan is, I mean, you know, I'm a bit crazy. My plan is to do this for the next 4 years. And then when I can speak enough, because I'm an animal psychologist, then I will probably bring my radio show to Egypt and see if I can do things there bilingual or something. You know, I was just thinking about this for a long time, and so this is my plan.
Please do. I encourage you, and we are waiting for you. And by the way, many messages we receive from foreigners, because part of the campaign we did is we asked people who support us to write on the Facebook group of the president of Egypt, Dr. Mohamed Morsi.
So he has a Facebook page. I didn't know.
first time we can write anything or reach the president. We can reach the president easier than reaching the Central Zoos director.
All right. So could you just tell me the address again? It's probably his name, but can you say his name again?
Dr. Mohamed Morsi, the president of Egypt, the official page of the president of Egypt.
Oh, that's very good, because this is where people can put up the pressure.
Yes, and many foreigners, what they do is that they use Google and they write in Arabic. Then they ask me, did we write the right thing? I tell them, fantastic.
It's brilliant. That's what I do. But I do struggle with the writing, I have to say, you know. It's not easy.
Well, but we write in English on the Facebook group of Dr. Mohamed Morsi. Yes, and we write everywhere. Most of the people, they by the way, they speak English. I will tell you something, and you would really find it a joke. Neither the Central Zoos director nor the Metada CITES managerial authority or the general manager of CITES, they speak English. I don't know how they attend meetings. Please investigate in this. And I would like to get an answer.
It would be interesting to find it out. I mean, on the other hand side, you know, I mean, it is you are your own country, and very often they tell us, you know, not to intervene. But I think you're absolutely right. We are an international, you know, it's our planet, and you know, the animals belong to everybody, and we belong to them. So I think it makes perfect sense to step outside of Egypt. But I wanted to mention something that I also find very interesting and important, that we have spoken to quite a number of people. We started with Ahmed Diab, then we have talked to Esma and Spare, and now we talk to you. And we find that there are many, many educated, intelligent, and courageous people in Egypt. And I just want to also say that, you know, people have sometimes no idea when they look at Egypt. They don't know what to think of you. And I think it's important to also highlight this, that there are many good people like yourselves in Egypt doing something.
Yes, there is no boundaries in the world anymore. It's one world, one planet. We share earth, air, water, and soil. We protect what's in this planet. There's nothing we shouldn't do together. All the world, even in medicine or whatever, everybody takes expertise and help from the other. So I call for unity of the world in targeting issues like very important environmental issues. We have to save our planet. We have to save the wild animals. We have to save wildlife. We have to work for carbon emission. This is global. Egypt or Britain or whatever.
Absolutely. And it's really important, because we can learn from one another. And I think you know, that's what we learn from animals, isn't it? That they don't expect and respect boundaries. You know, and we are being told off sometimes because we don't belong to a certain group of people. It's all politics, really.
Yes. Politics is what ruins everything. If they just leave people to act.
So I want to give out, I mean, I have I wrote down your Dina Zulfikar, it's DinaZulfikar at yahoo.com.
No, C-A-R.
Or C-A-R, okay, because I can see on the internet here, I put that wrong, differently.
No, I put it wrong here.
Ah, you did.
But my email is DinaZulfikar at yahoo.com.
Okay, now we have it anyway, so that's good. So I will provide that for you listeners out there. If you go to Wild Time Online, where you find the interview, you will get the email address there as well. But could you also give out your website that you mentioned, that is just the title in Arabic, so that people who are listening to this can make a note of it?
Jamaat Asdika al-Hadaiq al-Turasiya wal-Amma, which would be in English. I will ask the admin today to do it. It's Gardens and Treasures Society. Friends of Gardens and Treasures Society.
Okay, because I will write that down, and people can probably Google it. That's probably the easiest, you know. I mean, Gardens and Treasures Society, or Friends of, easy enough. And also, we will have a look at the website for the Egyptian president. So that's really important too. So I made note of all this, and I'm sure I get that right somehow. If not, I just write you again on Facebook, and we get that done.
Please do, please, and we thank you very much for your interest in following the animal rights matters in Egypt. And again, I say, no boundaries in the world. We all stand by each other. It's one planet, one destiny.
Absolutely. And I think we really have to come together. You know, now is the time.
Yes. You know? Yes. support. I love you.
Same here. Thank you, too. Thank you very much. And it's brilliant, you know. I'm looking forward to the day where I can probably talk to you in Arabic. I will not give up.
Yes, I'll be waiting for this. I'm waiting for your station in Egypt to make interviews in Arabic.
Yeah, I hope so. Dina, thank you so much. Have fun in the Mara region. I know it's not going to be easy when you're there, but it's important that you keep on going. And thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you. Thank you very much, and have a lovely day. And we have learned to love everybody. Absolutely. From what we learn from animals, they teach us a lot.
They do. They really do. And I think a lot of people who have ever experienced animals know that their love is unconditional, and I think we owe it to them to make sure that they're safe and healthy and all the kind of stuff. We're not crazy people, you know?
Yes, please make people understand this.
Dina, thank you so much. Bye-bye now. Bye.
Bye.